Paul Rice, Sean McCool's manager, a draw game here in McCool Park. How did you see that one?
Well, I'd say if you spoke to Glenn Finn, you spoke to us before the game, both of us could get a point apiece, because at the end of the day, from myself and my own perspective and McCool's, we're still a Division 2 team. We're in a senior championship. We're saying if we make it to a quarter final, that's a massive, massive achievement for our group of players considering where we're coming from. So the objective here today was to give ourselves a best chance we could to get to semi-final or quarter-final, sorry, and the reality is a draw probably suits both of us, but of course coming here everybody wants to win the game, but a point apiece, both of us are on 5 points, probably both of us are going away disappointed. We probably thought we could have held out to win it, but that's the way football goes.
Yeah, 5 points you think will be enough to get you through?
You look at the table, you'd hope that 5 points would be enough. Obviously you don't know what's going to happen over the last course of the games. I think this championship is a great championship. It's keeping it alive right to the end. Everybody's going to be playing for something. Everybody's playing for either home advantage or a place in the quarterfinal. So you'd hope that 5 points might be enough, but you'll not know that till you see how the table fares out tomorrow night.
Yeah, the game itself was fairly tit for tat. McCool's were probably always had their noses in front, but Glenn Finn just wouldn't let you get away.
Ah, listen, Glenn Finn are a very serious outfit. Like, you look at their pedigree last year, taking Leif Connell, who went to an Ulster final, holding them to, I think it was 2 or 3 points in a quarter final of a championship. So any side that is capable of doing that, you look at their pedigree over the first two games, they're a good side. And we knew here tonight, no matter what you do, Glenn Finn are well set up, they're well organised, they're never going to let you get away from them, and we had to pull out all the stops of the night to stay with them. So
yeah, we say that, but of course you were a point up going into the last minute. A free for Jared Ward, the McCool's management team at the time didn't look best pleased. 5 minutes later now, how do you think?
Ach, listen, time up, when you look at your watch and there's 32 minutes played and you're a point up, you hope that you can hold out, but that's football. Many times have you seen that the opposition go up the field probably under the pressure, they made the most of their possession and got the free kick. I could look and say I didn't think it was a free kick, but listen, there's calls went like that for us at the other end, so that's just the nip and tuck of football.
Yeah, so you'll obviously be away from home next week waiting on the draw tomorrow night, but I'm sure there's a good mood in the camp that, you know, that you're 1 foot in the quarterfinals, if not there already, and perhaps, you know, a home quarterfinal could be in your own hands if you win next week.
Oh, of course, but what I have found this year, nothing called football, going away from home is not an easy task. Like, I haven't seen a team yet that makes life easy for you, and I'm sure whoever we get in the draw, going away from home is going to be a serious, difficult task.